Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Hey, we're back here at the Amsterdam Fintech Week, and we are now talking to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, great to have you here. And we are chatting through cloud native, and we're going to jump into topics around, you know, what you actually see happening inside the space right now. So, super excited to have you here. I think we start from the top, right? Yep. Let's look at and understand your opinion when it comes to the challenges and obstacles that fintechs and financial services in general face when they on their route to adopting cloud native technologies.
Yeah, I think if you look at the adoption of cloud native technology, I think the technology is there. So it's not so much about technology, it's more about the people and the clients around it. So still, we deliver cloud-native core banking. And the core bank is, of course, quite crucial to banks. Yeah? It's their most reliable, most complete data set that they have. And for them, still, it is a hurdle. Especially the risk managers, the security guys. For them, cloud is still sometimes a little bit, they're not sure. So if you look at what they are demanding from a security point of view and the questions that they ask, you sometimes feel like, well, I'm not sure if they really know cloud and what cloud-native means. So I think that's one of the key challenges that we see, but it's getting better. People are getting educated more and more, and so it's easier to sell. And I think another challenge still is the regulators, because the regulation is still running behind.
Not the first person that said that today.
No, probably not. So the regulation is still running behind. They're adapting, they're learning, but still also there you see that it's sometimes hard to explain what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you do it, and that this is the way going forward.
And just to jump into one of those topics, you mentioned education and people are getting more educated. How are companies, individuals getting more educated about the cloud native ecosystem?
We do a lot of work there as well. So I feel that it's also our job to more or less orchestrate that part, not from a technical point of view so much, but more from an organizational point of view. So that's why we're also putting a lot of time and effort in the ecosystem. That means that we go out, we talk to potential partners, we do the vetting, so to speak. We look at, we're quite strict there. So we have some criteria, and what we look at is the technology. But it's not so much about technology, it's more about what do they bring to the table? What is their ecosystem? What is their culture? And is there a fit? And is it complementary to what we deliver? But what I do see is that, well, let's be fair, if you work for a bank, how often are you going to build a complete new application landscape? You might do it once, maybe twice in your life. So in general, they look at us, being from the core banking side, saying, hey, so what would you advise us to take for, I don't know, direct debits, open banking, payments, onboarding, origination, all these kind of topics. And so it is our job, I feel, also to have an opinion about that and select the best of breed partners so we can offer, together with those partners, a full solution to the clients.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. A lot of collaboration, a lot of working with inside the ecosystem. And as part of this, as part of your journey in sort of financial services space right now, what do you see as some of the key trends that are emerging and, you know, things that folk out there should start thinking about as they start plotting their way through the end of this year and also into 2023?
So I see more or less two key trends. So in the past, a lot of fintechs were focusing just on a monoline product kind of thing. Nowadays, they're branching out because they also see, well, they need to make some money at some point. And I think that is what you see with a lot of these key challenger banks in the past. They were not really making a lot of money and they're now focusing to extend the product suite. With that comes also, and that also plays, of course, nicely with us, a request to the core banking landscape. Because most of what they've built is more a monoline type of product. We offer not just lending, but also the accounts part, also the payments part. So that's one of the key trends I see there. At the other end of the spectrum, the incumbent banks, I see that now post-corona are really looking into how can I be more client-centric? How can I be more agile? It takes too long for them to bring out new products. They've found it out during the pandemic when they needed to bring out new products. So a lot of, yeah, more or less market share was stolen away by the fintechs. And now they try to get it back.
I like it a lot.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now. Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
As we look into 2023, because we are nearly there, it's the end of Q4 right now, or the start of Q4, nearly the end of the year. What do you see as the evolution of the fintech ecosystem? What are the key opportunities that leaders out there need to be really on top of in order to make the best out of 2023?
I think what the evolution there is that we now go beyond just talking. It used to be handshakes, used to be marketing and sales, but it was relatively shallow. And what you see now is that there's a more tighter collaboration between partners. So you actually can deliver what we always promised, that you can build a bank in 3 months.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And, digitalization is here to stay. You need to be on top of it. I was speaking to Molly and Bright Pensions early on, and the echo that came out of that discussion was make certain your digital strategy is at the top of the to-do list. Because if it is, you're going to be at the front of the conversation, not at the back or the middle of the conversation.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, totally agree with that.
No, brilliant. And I think it's been really great challenging you today. Looking forward to hanging out a bit more and enjoy the day.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.